This is shir number 19. Erev Shavuos, tomorrow night, Mr. Shem is Shavuos. And we'll try to connect this shir to Shavuos to some degree. Maybe in one sentence, but we'll somehow try to put it together. We are in the sefer called Nefesh Shimshin on page Lamed Zayin, in the parak called Binyan HaTfilah. And we are discussing now on page Lam Zayin Chelkei HaTfilah, the different portions of Tfilah, Sulam Hechrechi, a ladder which we have to go up. There's no going to the right, no going to the left. It's this one-way street. He said as follows: Gam Mechino Mitziusis Zehu Aseda Muchroch. When a person wants to go to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, eventually that's his goal, he has to go in an order. He first has to go to the Har HaBayis. That's step one, to the mountain. On the picture, that would be number one. On the picture, it goes all the way around. This is the picture showing us the Beis HaMikdash, and Har HaBayis is the mountain which the Beis HaMikdash rests on. Achakach, after he's on the Har HaBayis, he goes to the Azara. The Azara is number two, in the middle of the page, on the picture. V'achakach leheichol, then he goes into the sanctuary, number three. V'rak lebasoif, only at the end, v'yagia l'kodesh hakadoshim. He enters into the Holy of Holies. It's not possible for him to leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is number four in the picture, the little box in the picture, and all the way toward the top of the page. It's not possible for him to leave straight out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He has to go slowly, one step at a time. He has to go up the ladder slowly and down the ladder slowly. All of Lachzor b'derech shubah. He has to go out the same way he came. Lotzis l'heichol, first the sanctuary. The Hamshich al Azara, then the courtyard. Mishom la Harabayis, Mishom la Beis. Then he goes to the Harabayis, the mountain, and then he goes back home to his house. Davar ze eino mikri. This is not by chance. Ein efshoros lagia yashirus l'kodesh hakadoshim. It's not possible for him to go straight to the kodesh hakadoshim. He goes out of his house, straight into the kodesh hakadoshim. It's not possible. The lila tapis kiviyachal al sulam ze. Without climbing, if you will, on this ladder. Ein efsharos likfait. It's not possible to jump. Kach utivay shel oilam. This is the way of the world. One step at a time. Gam besulam shel Yaakov Avinu. Hayu harbish lovin. On the ladder, we know Yaakov Avinu had this dream. On that ladder as well, there were many wrongs. Yesha yosha likfait l'shemayim. Vafilo Yaakov Avinu hutzrach l'sulam. Lavar mishlav l'shav. It's not possible to jump straight all the way to the heavens. When even Yaakov Avinu had to go one step at a time. Kach gam hayarido sotu, going down the ladder, b'chadei laredes mimakam gavoya, muchracham sulam. In order to come down from this high elevated place, this spiritually high place, we are forced to go down in this ladder in the same way. Misha koyfeitz, alu lihinozik. V'af guru mizeh chas hashalom. One who jumps down the ladder, we all know what can happen when a person jumps down a ladder. He could fall. He could hurt himself very badly. Ulyanenu, and in regards to our topic over here, kfitza alul lo hoysir es adam lo loiklum. Jumping could cause a person to end up with nothing, without anything. Chayavim latzeis mitfilo derech kol hashlam. We are obligated, we must go down, we must exit tfilo one rung at a time, one step at a time. We are now turning to page Lamed Ches, on top of the page. We could, yes.
When somebody goes, you know, to a step four, you know, when he's coming back down the ladder, he's either supposed to turn his back, you know, to the, or he has to walk back, like, you know, like, sometimes you go to the, but if you walk back, you don't turn your back. You know what I'm talking about?
You're asking in halacha, you want to know?
No, I'm just saying.
Practical,
you know, like, if somebody goes up, then when it's coming, like, you see some people when they, you know, they go toward the
Aron Kodesh,
they, you know, they walk backward, you know.
Right.
Like, But I mean, when we're doing something so important, you know, like, is it any place mentioned that they should not turn their back, you know, like?
Well, it is mentioned in Hilchos Tefillah. It's discussed that after a person finishes davening, let's say the davening is finished, he should contemplate, he should wait a few seconds if it's possible before he runs out to work, to learn, whatever he's going to do.
Yeah.
To try to take what he has with him, what he just gained and accomplished through the tefillah, he should try to put it all together. And with that, and that's what he's going to say over here, that's what he's going to come to say with at the end of this piece, that we want to take everything we gained and use it now for the whole entire day. So it's definitely what you're saying is correct. You should go slowly and not just run out. Turn the back slowly. Just like the person walks the back slowly.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. On the top of page Lamed Ches, Hashlavim lifnei tefillah shmonesa v'hashlavim shachare benuyim kimoi pyramida. The rungs of the ladder before Shemoneh Esrei and the steps that follow after Shemoneh Esrei benuyim kimoi pyramida are built like a pyramid. Okay, that's how you say pyramida.
So
pyramid.
After Shemoneh Esrei, you're going down.
After Shemoneh Esrei, we are going down. Once you hit Shemoneh Esrei, that's the top. You can't get any better than that. You're talking face to face with God, one on one, direct phone call, direct call.
Big.
You're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Doesn't matter if you're a Yisrael, doesn't matter if you're a Levi, doesn't matter who we are. One on one, only us. There are at least 10 other people in the room by the minyan, 9 other people. It's irrelevant. It's me and God, and my God. Ein hevdil be'etzem bein derech aliyah el shmoneh esrei lebein derech yirid imenu. Like you pointed out just now, really, there is no difference between going up and going down from the shmoneh esrei. Hasulam bonei kachi says the ladder is built as follows: b'derech lemaila yeshnam brachos v'karbonos. On the way up the ladder, we have the brachos. We start with brachos, and we have the karbonos. Afterwards, ukenegdam b'derech lemata yesh es pitamak tayris. The pitamak tayris, as we discussed last week, corresponds to the brachos and the karbonos. Achakach oilim im psukei de zimra. Afterwards, we go to step two. To the Psukei de Zimra, the words of Zemra, of song. Okineged ze birido, and opposite the Psukei de Zimra, we have the Shir Shal Yom. At the end of the davening, we have the Shir, the song of the day. Mamshichim va'oilim im Kriyashma brachosel, we continue to go up the ladder with Kriyashma and its brachos. Okineged ze bitzar sheni, on the other side we have the Ashrei, Novol Tzioin. And he says in the brackets over here that Aleinu L'Shabeach is a whole discussion by itself. God willing, we'll get there at the proper time. Next paragraph. Harabayis, Azara, V'Heichel. The Harabayis, the Azara, the courtyard, and the Heichel, the sanctuary. Yes?
Is it, you know, like, when you say, as you say, when we're davening the Shemoneh Esrei, you know, like, our mind, and somehow it's connected, we try to connect our mind to the Hashem, you know, like,
right.
It's not no contact, I mean, like, this is all, you know, mind.
Right.
And I think, you know, like, I hear in some shears that, you know, our prayer, you know, for instance, we have the Hashem in our mind, but our prayer goes through Yerushalayim, goes through the Beit HaMikdash.
Correct.
And from the Beit HaMikdash goes up to the, you know, Hashem.
Right.
You know, and I mean, like, how can somebody, when Shemoneh Esrei or Musaf or something, you know, in that nature that we are, you know, standing in the front of the Hashem and we are, you know, like...
How do we connect?
Yeah, I mean, like, I know how we connect, but what is it is that your prayer has to go all the way to, you know, Yerushalayim, to Beit HaMikdash, you know, like, I mean, and from there goes up. There is no way that, you know, like, do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
always go right up.
Yeah, go right up, you know, like.
You want to know if we're in Bala Kimut over here,
we can just connect directly, you know, rather than, you
go
know,
all the way towards
to Beit HaMikdash,
the Middle East,
1,000 miles away.
The Middle East, and then, Jerusalem, and then. My understanding is because all the tefillahs, all the prayers go eventually towards the base of Migdash. That is where Hashem's presence is the closest to our world over here. Whatever these words mean. So all the tefillah has to go in that direction. It might not be the best example, but it's similar to is a main telephone company that all of the phone calls that you and I make go to that main place. And in order to be connected from here to Canada, from here to China, whatever it might be, it has to go through that main box, that main phone wire. And from there, it gets connected to the rest. So here to Havdil, it's Kaviyachot to say something like this, but that all of the prayers, all the tefillahs have to go eventually towards the base of the Mikdash, towards the Azara, towards the Heichal, eventually to the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Svarim tell us, the Kuzari, the Rambam, that a person is where his mind is. That being the case, when a person, the Chavetz Chaim tells us we have to think about this when we daven Shemoneh Esrei. When a person is davening and he views himself to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where he is. He just saved himself a few $1,000 in the flight, right? He's there already. He's there in Israel.
Of course, you know, like, it's not very easy for everybody
No.
That's... I mean, like, not everybody can do that, you know, like... You know, like, have so much, you know, like, control of your mind.
Right.
That, you know, we are in the presence of the Hashem.
Right.
You know, you just... You know, it's like, you have to be very dedicated Jew in order, you know, that when you're doing, you know, like, Shemoneh Esrei, your mind sometimes slips out. You know,
sure,
and, you
sure.
Know, that's, you know, I mean...
It's very difficult. That's why tefillah is called Ezehi Avodah Shebelev, which is the Avodah, which is the difficult work, which is in the heart. Aviyom is the tefillah. The Gemara tells us that's tefillah. It's an Avodah. It's difficult. Avodah means work. Let's continue over here.
I just don't want to distract.
It's good. Good questions. Good points. Good points. We're here to understand. If it helps to understand, then that's. B'chol Baiker, and every single morning, Anu Bainim Es Ha'olam Michadosh, we create the world anew. Obviously, it's not us; it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashem. As the pasuk says, Chadoshim LaBekarim Rabo Emunu Secha. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. This is the pasuk in Eicha, Paragimel Pasuk Chaf Gimel, that the Tefillah of Maida'ani is based on, as we discussed a few months back. That the newness, the day begins anew. Olam zeh murkov mishnei chalakim. This world is combined with two portions, penimiyos vechitzoyniyos, the inside and the outside. Hachelek hapenimi mechula gamhu lepenim vechutz. The world is also divided up into another level. There's the inside and the outside. Matzav hayehudi kefishu oimed afnei Hashem umatzove keshu nimso beveis Hashem. There is the situation of the Jew, of the Yid, kefi shehu oimed afnei Hashem, according to where he's standing in front of Hashem, and there is that situation where he's standing, where he's found in the house of Hashem. Two different places. One is literally in front of Hashem, one is when he's in the house of Hashem. Wow. Two different categories. Eloheim shnei hachalakim hanikroim heichol v'kodesh hakodoshim. These are the two portions which are called, two parts which are called the Heichal, the sanctuary, which is number 3 in the picture, and Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is number 4. He's going all the way in now. That's it. Private meeting with Hashem. Shekinegdam anu oimrim kriyashma ubirchoyseo. That's in the Heichal. In the Heichal we say, it's like we're saying kriyashma ubirchoyseo. That's on the level of the Heichal, the sanctuary. And Shemoneh Esrei is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the peak. Kriyashma ubirchoyseo. Kriyashma, its brachos, its blessings, in yonon, v'yached is Hashem. Its purpose is to unify Hashem. We're saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. God is one. That is by Kriyashma. That is in the Heichal. Shemoneh Esrei is the Amida lefnei HaMelech. We are standing now in front of Hashem. We are literally standing in front of Hashem. He says further, Hamerko shalat filo. This connection of tefillah, ikar hachalois din shal tefillah, zuhi tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. What is the main aspect of davening? Is it the brachos? Is it the karbonos? Is it psukah de zimra? Is it kriyashma and his brachos? It's tefillah. Tefillah means Shemoneh Esrei. Tefillah Mishmon Esrei. And he says, Eker Hilchos HaTefillah, Nemruba, most of the halachos of Tefillah are discussed by Shimon Esrei. Komash and Nemar Lefneichein, everything which was said before this, Eini Ela Begeder Hakdama. It's an introduction to Tefillah. The goal is to get to the Shimon Esrei. When a person makes a phone call, in this day and age, you speak to computer after computer after computer. If you like to speak to that person, press number 7. Operator, number 0. This person, wait on the line for this, we're busy over here. Until eventually you find a human being, you make a blessing, life is still in existence, and you speak to somebody, and then they tell you, hold on 1 minute, I'll get back to you. Over here, when we're in Radami Shimon Esrei, we're in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and we are talking to God. We're not on hold, no computers, straight to Hashem.
The rest is appetizer.
Appetizer is just to get up to the goal. If you will, the person you want to speak to. Eventually, after you press all those buttons.
Who are we speaking to then?
Who are we speaking to? We're speaking to Hashem.
In the beginning,
on the way up, that's a very good point. Who are we speaking to there? We're getting up to Hashem. We're always damning to Hashem. But it's a different level. It's something called daming to Hashem from let's picture the White House. I'm sure we've been in the White House, we went to Washington, right? Okay. So we're outside by the gate, on the sidewalk, and you scream out to the president. I wouldn't suggest it, but you scream out over there. Not in this day and age, that's correct. That's one level. You come inside, into past the gate, on that tour. Lahavdil, of course, we don't want to compare the White House to the Beis Hamikdash, Chas V'Shalom, just to understand an example. That we're in the next step. We're getting closer. And once again, we're inside the White House. And then eventually, we get to the Oval Office itself. To get to the private chamber of the President of the United States of America. So it's real no big deal, of course. But so it's a different level. It's a different level when we're outside in the street, when we're, let's say, Kiviyoch, now we're going back to the Har HaBayis. You're on the Har HaBayis, you're the brachos, brachos HaShachar, and the karbonos, and the offerings are different when you're inside the gate. When you're inside the gate, it's different when you're inside the White House. When you're inside Lahavdil Beis HaMikdash. Or eventually, when you're inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. It's a whole different ballgame. Right?
Yeah.
So you're always davening to Hashem. You're always talking to Hashem. There's no question about it. The difference is the level of the closeness. He continues and says, "Hamerko shel atfilo, eker hachalois din shel atfilo." I'm sorry, we did that already. We're up to the next line. Tefilos shmona esrei. He hamidos ne Hashem. The davening of Shmon Esrei is standing in front of Hashem. Acharei kol hakdomos megiyon madrega shabo hatfizo shel ein oid milvadoi makifa es kol sarchi adam. After a person entered, he's standing. He's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's davening to Hashem. There's a whole new concept now. He's in a mindset called ein oid milvadoi, which means there is no other power besides Hashem. Like the story we mentioned about the Briskarov, that he was running away from the Nazis, and him with his sons, they emphasized this concept of there's no other power in the world besides Hashem, and they walked right past the Nazis in Yimach Shemam, right out to safety. It wasn't easy, but they kept on concentrating, Ein Oid Melvadoi. There is no other power in the world besides Hashem.
You have to have a lot of emunah.
A lot of emunah is putting it mildly. But that's where we're holding now. We're holding the Shemona Esrei, where he's going to say now, everything, our whole existence, Mekifa is called Sarchi Adam. What does he say? Harafua, wealth. Excuse me, health. Wealth is also there. Health. Person's health. His parnasa, his wealth. Hakol nimsa biyodis barach. Everything is found in the hands of Hashem. V'onu bi'adayim shaloi, and we are in his hands. Mitoich hakara zu, from this understanding, niton lamoy defono of yizbarach mamish. With this understanding that we are in front of Hashem, everything that we need is dependent upon Hashem. Zui tefila shmoneh esrei. This is the davening, the tefila shmoneh esrei. We are now in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Bekrishma v'chaysel, bekriya by Krishma and his brachos, onu magiyam lahakara b'yichud Hashem. We come by Krishma and his brachos to this understanding, this recognition of Hashem and his unity, the oneness. Lahasago she'Hashem echad, Hashem is one. Ha'heichel, that is what the heichel is. That's the picture, that's number three. Ach oy lefnei she'megiyim l'Krishma l'shmoneh esrei, aleinu livnois es ha'olam shelanu, es hachit zoynius. But before we come to Krishma and Shmoneh Esrei, it is incumbent upon us to create our world, the outside world, the chitzonius. Soif kol soif, at the end of the day, loy kol yoim hu k'shabbos kodesh. Not every day is like Shabbos. Ba'anu nimsoi mamish bebeis Hashem. That we're found in the house of Hashem. Va'ayim kiv'yoch lefnei ha'melech. It's not every day that we're found literally in front of Hashem. Bebeis Hashem nimso rak ha'koin ha'godo. Who is found in the house of Hashem? In the real house of Hashem, the Kohen Gadol, the High Priest. Kohen shenichnas laheichol shaloi b'shas ha'avoido, avoido nikra choyte v'hu chayev malkus. On the top of page Lamed Tes. A Kohen who enters into the Beis HaMikdash, the Heichol, the Kodesh, the sanctuary, when he's not doing avoido, when he's not serving Hashem, he walks there by mistake of whatever it might be, He is obligated to get lashes.
The Kohen Gadol.
If he went in the wrong time, the wrong day.
Yeah, but we can go only three times a year.
If he walks in, let's say he walked in by mistake, whatever the example might be, he walked in by mistake, made a wrong turn. This is. We're dealing with heavy stuff over here.
Yeah, look, Aaron, a Kohen.
Yeah.
His two sons, you know.
Right. Yeah. What happened? Not above you. The great tzaddikim.
They were not supposed to go. They thought, you know, like.
The great tzaddikim, you know, that they were.
Yeah, they thought, you know, like...
They brought extra offerings?
It was a whole parasha. It's a whole discussion.
I mean, there's a lot of discussion, but, yeah. You know, like, they were not supposed to go. You know, they had few lechaims, you know, like... That's what, you know, like...
There were tzaddikim that...
They go to the... they make extra offerings.
Right, there's a whole discussion what they did wrong, which is not really for our topic now, but the point is that a Kohen would go into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh, at the wrong time, is Chayiv Malkus.
If he comes alive, he's lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you know, he comes out alive.
This happened?
Did people ever go in there at the wrong time? During the second Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, there were Kohanim who were not legitimate. They were not supposed to be going in there.
Why?
And... because they weren't fit. They weren't qualified.
And qualified as in being Kohanim?
And being Kohanim Gadolim. And they bribed themselves. They bribed their way in there. It was a very bad time period. It's brought down, yeah. And they died. And year after year, there were those who had this taiva, this desire to be in there, to get in there. Back to our discussion over here on the page, on the top of page, Lamed Tes, Lebeis Hashem nichnasim be'ema u'biyira b'li avoido also leikonis klal. In the house of Hashem, a person has to enter with a fear, with trepidation. If a person is coming without the intention to do any service of Hashem, it is forbidden to go in there. Just as a side point, which is not such a side point, our Beis HaMidrash today is our Beis HaKnesses, our Shul, our Beis HaMidrash. There are halachas of talking mundane discussions in the Beis HaKnesses. There are halachas that one is forbidden to discuss, to do his math, his accounting for taxes and whatever it might be, to pay your bills in the Beis HaMidrash. There are laws about these things. He is now in the Mikdash Mat. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash today. Today our Beis HaMikdash is our Beis HaKnesses, our Shul. We just learned that a person has to act and treat the place with proper fear and trepidation. to realize he's coming, he's almost there in front of Hashem. We continue, it says, Ha'olam shalom, our world, ha'chai matvim, the natural realm of life, zuhi ha'ma'recha shahachitzoynis, that is the arrangement of the outside world. Chai matvim, eilu gamkein v'schalkim l'shnei chalakim. This natural realm of life is also divided into two parts. Pnim v'chutz, the inside, and v'chutz and the outside. Ha'pnim nikra azara. The pnim, the inside, is called azara, which is picture number two. The pnim, the courtyard, the azara. V'chutz is the harabais. And outside of the azara is the harabais, number one, on the picture. L'dugma, for example, kish adam lakech prusa islechem. Yesh l'ma'aseihu shtei mashmois. When a person takes a piece of bread, there are two aspects, that two ways of dealing with this piece of bread. Ha'achas, first, one is, hu oichel prusas lechem, v'zel rasna Hashem shi'aloi lechem. He eats this piece of bread, and this is the will of God, that he should have bread. Milvad zois, besides this, prusas lechem zu, ma'ireres oisoi levarech baruch atu Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam ha'moitzi lechem min haretz. A person also is aroused to make the bracha on the bread. Excuse me. A bracha here, a bracha is a eifa, is a situation, a channel, a way, ha'pnim shalachutz, the inside shalachutz of the outside, v'halechem hu achutz shalachutz, the bread is the outside of the outside. He explains further as follows. Ha'chitzoynis shebechitzoynis elu birchas ha'shachar. The outside of the outside is birchas ha'shachar. Like you asked, when the person's outside, what's he doing? He's still, of course, always diving to Hashem. We only dive into Hashem. However, it's still outside. Shehein chelek haptfila sheboine kipshutai es hamahalchim hatfim. It is the way of tfila, the building stones of davening, that start with the basics. Ach ledvarim eila yeshna pnimius, but they're deeper inner chambers. V'zui asugi shal psukei dezimra. He graduated from the brachos. He is now by psukei dezimra. Berchas HaShachar, in the next paragraph, Achein Karbonos, and the offerings as well, Achein Kneged HaOilam HaChitzoini, they correspond to the outer world. Oilam HaSiyah, the world of action. HaOilam HaTvi, Sheboi HaOdam Mivarech Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKol HaTava. The world of nature, where man blesses Hashem for all the nature. Al-kach sheyesh lo einayim, he has eyes, this that he has eyes. Al-kach sheyesh lo mabushim, this that he has clothing. Al-kach shehu nimso al-karko mutzoko v'loi noifel v'soich ha-cholol. And this that man has ground to put his feet on, that he doesn't fall down to the depths. As we make the bracha, Roika ha-aretz al ha-mayim. Hashem spreads the aretz, the land, over the world, over the water. Zehu be'etzem harabayis. Shom Garim. This aspect of the Oilam HaChitzoini, the Oilam HaSiya, the world of the nature, that's the Har HaBayis. This corresponds to the Har HaBayis. V'avoyes Ha'adam Hilichyos Chaim Shel Taira. What is man's job? We are approaching, as we mentioned, tomorrow night, the Shavuos. Man's job in this world is to live a life of Torah. Zehu HaChelak HaChitzoini Shebechitzoinius Shel HaKadusha. This is the part of the Chitzoini Shebechitzoinis, of the outside part of the kedusha, hachelik shebaoifin tvi, adam mezalzel boy veinemakir baarchoi, v'rak asher hu chosh lepesach ke'evim ke'kol shehem, hu maschil laharich es mash yesh loy lahoydois akach. What he says is that normally, as we know, a person, when things are going well, he doesn't come to thank Hashem sometimes. All of a sudden, when he gets a little paper cut on the big finger, so everything he touches gets a little pain. Then he comes to appreciate, oh, that finger, how much do I appreciate it when it doesn't have the paper cut? It could have been worse. He says further, so that's what he's saying, that's Har HaBayis. A person, step one, he realizes he's in Har HaBayis. Psukei dezimra heim kineged azara. Psukei dezimra corresponds to the azara. Azara hi makom avoida. That's where we do the avoida, the service of Hashem. Shom haya hamizbach, over there was the altar. Achadain einzoy pnimius hakdusha elo chelek pnimius mechatzer. Now that's still not the makom hakdusha. It's getting closer to the inner chambers. Shekein hazar mevatos kol ha'chaim shali mukdoshim la'vayis Hashem. What's the point of the azara, which corresponds to the pesukei de zimra? It's coming to emphasize that my life is mukdoshim la'vayis Hashem, is separated than the average person's life. I am a Jew, I'm a Yid, I'm on a higher level. I have to act differently to come to serve Hashem. The Psuke de Zimra Anu Sharim Es Ashira Akola Ilam Hatvish Anu Chaim Boy. And by Psuke de Zimra, we sing the song of Hashem of the natural realm of life. Achil Ashtia, Mishpacha, Brius, eating, drinking, family, health. Dvarim Shem Koy Chashuv Mavureinu. All these things which we are so important and which we need. Kmashikazo Rambam She Yehudi Choylo. As the Rambam writes, a person, we are on the top page of Mem now, returning the page, that a person who is healthy, who is not healthy, it's not possible for him to learn Torah properly. By this praise, these songs, we come to emphasize the truth that everything is Me Hashem, from Hashem, and everything is Hashem's, comes from Hashem. The whole creation, the whole world, kula ma'ayres as ba'ar ha'emes. It sings the truth of God. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bares olam oikach shanu roitzim v'tzrichim brius parnasa nachas simcha hakol. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world that we need everything. We need health. We need parnasa. We need simcha. We need everything. Hashem could have made the world, which we didn't have to have these things. We didn't have to eat. But He wanted to make the world in such a way. So this way we make the brachas. We come closer to Hashem. Hakol, madua, on the Reitzim Zoyis, why do we want this? Kekash Baruch Hu Reitzim Zoyis Avreinu. Why do we want this? Because Hashem wants this for us. Gam la'acha she'avarnu es berchas ha'shacha, es psuk de zimra, es harabayis, ves ha'azara, lefnei, Hapagisha im Melech Batzma Yeshna Mokam Hanikra Beis Hamelech Lahechol. We already went from the Har Bayis, the mountain. We went to the Chatzar. They went to the Chatzar Pnim with Azara. We went to the Heichol. Berchas HaShachar, the Karbonos, Psuke de Zimra. We are now by Shema and its Brachos, before we come to the actual pegisha, the meeting with Hashem. Ach adayin ein zeh tefilah shmoneh esrei. This is not tefilah shmoneh esrei. Did I skip a line here? Zuhi hakara b'shlita hakemuro shel Hashem zbarach. Hakara b'echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisa hakol mashgiach al hakol. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge and watching everything. Achadayin ein zu tefilah shmoneh esrei. This is not tefilah shmoneh esrei. B'shmoneh esrei anu magiyim lahakara elyoyin b'yoyser. By shmoneh esrei we come to this higher understanding. Lo yirak shuhu oisa hakol. Not only does Hashem do everything. Elo shekevin shu mamsi es hakol harei hashakol zehu. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everything existence, Hashem is everything. Hashem allows everything to be. Hashem is everything. Now, what's the point of all this? We have this ladder. We have davening. What do we take this? What do we take out of this? What do we go home with? That's what he tells us right now. Matar sat tefila, the point of tefila. What is the goal? The point of tefila, hakara tmidis b'mtzius Hashem, a constant recognition of Hashem's existence. Kedei levar b'mitzayas ha'sahar hagasha shitzrich alilvoy soisano be'isha anu oilam besulam ha'oila beis kel be'isha anu yardim boy. In order to understand the feeling that we are to accompany with ourselves at the time that we go up this ladder to go to Hashem, we will discuss this ladder. How does it build itself up? We wake up in the morning. A person was sleeping, he was separated from his connection to Hashem. Hadava Harishan Shalav Lasus of Baiker, the first thing which is upon him to do in the morning, Kishuhumas Aira, Meashena, Veroya Lefanov, Oilam Umaloyoi, when he wakes up and he sees this full world that Hashem created. Hula hachdir ba'atzmoy mechadosh sakara is to bring for himself this recognition. Ki yesh odoy nabira v'hu mechayev oisoy. There is a creator to this palace. There is a builder to this building, to this world. If there's someone in charge, someone built the building, someone made the carpet, I have an obligation to that someone. That's step one. Lachain, therefore, Rashi's call, Mevarchim is Berchus HaShachar. We start with Berchus HaShachar. Eilu HaBrachos, Shemekifos es Kol Olam. These are the brachos which surround, they encompass the entire world. But Keach Ivrim, Hashem opens the eyes of the blind. Malbi Sharumim, He dresses the one who is not clothed. Raika Aretz Lamayim, He spreads the Aretz over the water. Yesh Odin Abir, there is a master to this palace. Ha'esek Shilonu Ato, our job now, Hulakash Yesakosh Baruch Hu Kol Olam, is to connect Hashem with the whole entire world. Step one, there is a God, there is a creation, there is a world. I'm now to connect myself to that Creator, to realize the vastness, the greatness of this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeh Shebar Es Olam HaKol Shalai. God created this world and everything is His. That's step one. After this, we go further. We turn now into a whole different stage of our lives. We turn to like angels. It's not enough that we know the existence of Hashem. It's not only enough that we know everything is His. We have to separate, we have to sanctify our whole entire life to serving Hashem. That is step two. Then we are beginning the shir to sing. Hali nafshi es Hashem, my soul shall praise you, Hashem. Haluhu bamroimim v'chol yoyser psuk de zimra. All the praises of Hashem. This is step two, to sanctify our everyday activity, to serving Hashem. Whether it's in business, whether it's in learning, whatever it might be. Behemshich nichnasim lahechol. Furthermore, we go towards the sanctuary, the heichol. Then we feel, not only do we serve Hashem, but Hashem is watching over us. We are found in this house. We went up to Shemayim. We are now amongst the angels. We are in the Heichal. We are like one of them. The heavens is, if you will, the house of Hashem. At this moment, we close our eyes. We close our eyes. We say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. God is one. Until we come to eventually Shmoneh Esrei. Sham Toisim. Over here, we grab onto this concept as Emes Lamita, the truth, the real truth. Shakol Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from Hashem. Oynu Lefnei HaMelech. We are now standing in front of Hashem. All the Messiah is at Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. A person ends Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. Who Omar, he says, Teisha Esrei, Pamim Baruch. He says 19 brachos. 19 blessings. Bekachu Pesach, Bereichos, Aruba is a Shemayim Niftachu. He opened up the pools, the heavens of Shemayim, the water, the skylights, the pools of heavens opened up that can give him all the positive influence, everything he could ever imagine. Mahu Yasim HaKol, what will he do with everything? Hein Le'amitoi Sheldover, Einenu Mesugol, Nekaches Imanu, Esa Asaga Ve'akirva, Shehi, Shehayu Lanu, B'Shmon Esrei. It's true. By Shmon Esrei, we were so close to God. It's not possible to take that closeness with us the whole entire day. But what can we take with ourselves? Ma'onu Yecholim Nekaches Imanu L'Pachos. What can we take with ourselves throughout the whole entire day? We were right there and talking to Hashem. What can we leave with? As Akara, this understanding, this recognition, Shakol Toloi B'Yad Hashem, everything is Toloi, depends upon Hashem. Ha'akara Shetilveh, Shetilava Yisano B'Meshach Kol Shoy Sayyimama. This understanding that can escort us the whole entire rest of the day. That everything is in, Hashem is in charge of everything. Everything is in Hashem's hands. Not as much as I work, that's how much I will make. Not my strength made for me this wealth. Not my intellect, not my good looks, nothing, none of that. Not my strength, my power, whatever it is, nothing. Everything is because Hashem said it should be this way. Whether it's for good, or what we think might look for bad. We'll finish off quickly. Ke'es maschila hayirida. Now it begins the yirida. We're going down the ladder. Shlav achar shlav, one step after another. Ashlav harishon, the first step, kavar. Ein lano es ha'asaga shonu oindu fnei Hashem. We don't realize that we're staying from Hashem anymore. Aval adayin ono nimsom v'veis Hashem. But we're still in the house of Hashem. Loikhin es ha'emes ha'zois itonu mamshichem l'redis. We take this understanding that we are still in front of Hashem and we continue to go down the ladder. Ach adayin ish lano achiza b'kedusha. We still have this handle on the kedusha, on the sanctity. L'chein onu ayim shuv. We continue to say, kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. By the uval etzioim, we continue to say, kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. Because we recognize we have this kedusha, this holiness. Just like we said when we went up the ladder, we recognized that we had this kedusha. Now we're going down the ladder. There's a difference between going up the ladder and coming down the ladder. Going up, we said kodesh kodesh. Now going down, we're saying kodesh kodesh. The difference is shom hayezeb b'chinas erev. First, it was going up, an introduction to go up to Hashem. Now it's mitzoy. Now we're leaving. The Zui Madrega Gavoyu Yosef. Chmai Shomer Chazal, Sha'ilam Oymed Al Kedusha de Sidra. Gemara tells us in Saita Dafnim Tesaman Aleph that the world stands, the existence rests upon the Kedusha of saying Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh by Uval Tzioi. La'acha Mikenatis Yordim Oyd Shlav, Oyd Mashil Shal Yoyim. We go to a down another level. We say the song of the day. Kishem Sheba Aliyah Amarnu Shira B'Psukit Zimra. Just like going up, we said the praise of Psukit Zimra. Kach Anu Oymrim Keisis Ashir Shal Yoyim. Now we are singing the praise of the day. Mamshichim laredis, we continue to go down the ladder. And nechnasim lesugyo hanikris harabayis. We are now in the place called the Har Habayis. Bishlav ha'aliyah hayu elu ha'abrochis ha'karbonis. Over there were the brochis and the karbonis. Vekan zuhi ha'sugyo shel ha'ktoiris. Now going down the ladder is the ktoiris. Pitam ha'ktoiris. Vekach simanu is the tefillah. We finished the tefillah. Yeradnu me'ashmon esrei shlav achar shlav. We went down one step after another step. V'achraznu kol hazman b'mashi kibalnu. We grabbed onto everything that we were able to hold on to. Elo shetegemarnu zois yoisev yoisev l'sfas ha'maisa hachus b'oitzma avol yoisev l'maisa. We'll explain one second. Let's finish the paragraph on Taf Mem Beis. L'kachnu itanu es ha'shmon esrei. We took with ourselves down this ladder that part of Shmon Esrei, ke'eison of shavim lebeisenu, we go back to our house, to everyday life, to our work, to our job. Kishabiyodeinu hashmon esrei ba'asoga hanachoina. Now we have the Shmon Esrei. What do we have? Zuhi says, we'll have to end with this for tonight. Ikim ataras at tefillah. This is the main point of tefillah. Lichio is to live, eskol chayenu, our whole entire life, ba'asoga va'akor, with this recognition, this understanding. She'ein oid milvadei. There is nothing else besides Hashem. Ba'akol hu mi'ito yisbarach. Everything is from Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. That is the purpose of what we came here tonight to discuss. We have to go up the ladder step by step, down the ladder step by step. This is not only in tefillah and Shmon Esrei, but this is all aspects of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism. One step at a time. Not too fast, not too slow. One step at a time. We are to take with ourselves out from this concept that we are here to serve God, to take with ourselves the understanding that we were standing literally in front of Hashem, Hashmon Esrei. Everything is Hashem's. We don't understand things, but everything is Hashem's. Toiv Hashem l'kol, Hashem does good for everybody. It is the night before Shavuos, where Shavuos is that time when we are going to put our total body and soul into learning, staying up all night. And as we know, as we mentioned, the ikar point of life, ki heim chayein v'orich emeinu, Torah is our life, the length of our days, as we will daven in 1 minute, 30 seconds. So we should all have a good yontif. We shall be zoiche.
Amen.
We shall be zoiche to learn well, to understand well, and to come close to Hashem.
Amen. Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.